Okay, today's daf is Kinim, daf Chav Gimel. Kinim Chav Gimel, and we are on the top of Kinim Chav Gimel, Perek Beis. We did Perek Aleph yesterday. Just to also mention, as you saw yesterday, we split the shiur up into two. We split up the last part of Me'ilah and beginning of Kinim. We spliced, and the last, in a couple of days, Kinim and Tamid will also be spliced. We want to thank our master splicer, Rav Josh, and many more years of splicing should be Zocha too. Okay. Anyway, so we are at the beginning of Perek Beis of Meseches Kinim, as we're still talking about all different types of birds and bird mixtures. So we're going to talk about the same kind of mixtures that happened that took place in the last Perek, but as we will see, it's a little different because here there are more women involved and there are designations involved, at least to some of them. But remember some of the yesodos that we had yesterday. Number one, we had, if you have an ola and a chatas bird that got mixed up, then forget it. Everything, all the birds have to be left to die. Because the second that one is designated and you're not sure which one is in front of you, so then yamusu kulam, even if they get mixed up in 10,000. If there's a choice, if you could be makriv a karban as long as there's still a suffix and you could do it for whichever one you want, then you can be makriv it up until the number that the one that you now are up to has already been nikva, and you don't know which one what it has been nikva for. So therefore, up until that number, it would be okay. So for example, if you have one chatas that gets mixed up into three sets, meaning six birds, so then you can be makrav up to three chatos, because up until that point, it's either the one that got mixed in, or the one from each set. But after that, it could be from the set part of a mixture that should be the other bird, and therefore you wouldn't be able to be makrav anymore. Okay, these are some of the rules which we will put into effect in today's parak as well. So, says the Mishnah, Kan Stuma. If one has a konstuma, a kan, a set of birds that is sasum, that is not designated. Konstuma. The Rush here has different deos, whether the Gemara here is dafka or not. Is it only konstuma? Does it apply even to a kan b'fereshes? But here it says a konstuma. So the Mishnah says, konstuma sheparach mimena gozel la'avir. If you have a konstuma that one of the birds flew out to the world, right? He couldn't keep it. There was the coin was about to do malika to it, and he lost control, and the bird flew out. O sheparach lebein hamesos, or one of the birds flew into a group of mesos birds that will have to be left to die. What are those? Says the Rush, chatas shebesu balei, and maybe these are one of the five cases, parallel birds that you have to chatos shebesu balei, like we had earlier the Mishnah in Me'ilah relating to the chatos mesos. Oshin is kapru ba'acher, right? One of the types of chatos mesos. So if you have one of the birds from your konstuma that flew out to the world or flew into the chatos mesos, oshin mes echad mehem lamaisa, one of the birds of your pair are no longer here. Do we say that this bird that is left is nidcha? Do we say that you cannot do anything with this bird? The answer is no. Yikach zug l'sheni, you're allowed to take a pair for the other bird. Rush, second line in the Rush, v'lo amrinan, kivan shehukva v'ne'evad hava amina ha'alef ha'gabchaveru yitche. Right? And they say v'ladafka stuma. But either way, you don't say that just because it had been with a pair, then it is forever ruined. The Gemara in Meseches Nazir quotes our Mishnah to try to prove related to a case there. The Gemara in Nazir and Daf Yud Beis, the Gemara says there the name of Rabbi Yochanan. Ha'omer l'shlucho, tzev kadesh li'isha stam. If a man tells a shliach, go find me a good woman to marry. Go be makadesh me a woman. That's it. And then a month later, he finds out that the shliach died. And he has no idea what happened. He has no idea if he married somebody for her or not. The Gemara says, in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, he's not allowed to marry anybody in the world. Aser l'chol anashim sheba olam. Why? Chazaka shliach hotza shlichuso. It's a chazaka that he did what he was supposed to do, and any woman in the world might be the sister of the woman he married. What if she has no sisters? No, lo plug. The kiva de lo pirish lay. Since he didn't explicate, halo yada, he knew kaddish lay, and therefore he's ushered to all women in the world. Okay, Tosfos deals with the question of all people in the world should be ushered to marry anybody, because this might be the woman that he was makadish. So Tosfos says, maybe you're allowed to believe the woman about herself. You're just not allowed to believe a woman about their sister. So if a woman says, I'm not the one, so then, fine, you're allowed to believe her, and that's why everybody else in the world is okay. But if a woman says, my sister's not the one, so then you wouldn't believe them. Okay, then Tosfos says, maybe the whole thing is a knas. It's a knas for the guy who said something silly, and said, oh, go find me a woman. Go say to tell him to marry a specific woman. You got yourself into the mess, so we're only going to be kones you. Okay, but either way, that's the line of Rabbi Yochanan, that if you do this, he's aser b'chalan Hashem sheba olam. So the Gemara says, Eisvei Reish Lakish Rabbi Yochanan, Reish Lakish, yes, Rabbi Yochanan there. Again, this is Nazir Yud Beis, Kan Stuma, quotes our Mishnah in Kinim, beginning of the second parak. Kan Stuma, Sheparcha, goes alachan me'al avira olam. O Sheparcha, l'bein achatos ha-mesos, O Shemesachan me'hin, yigazug l'sheini. So it says, by a Kan Stuma, if this happens, you gotta get another pair. So the Gemara here is medayik. V'ilu Kan Mifureshes, but had it been a Kan Mifureshes, had it been already designated olan chatos, and one of the birds left, and you don't know which one left, so then ein lo takana. Right, so that you'd be stuck because the bird that's left, you don't know if it's a chatas or an ola. In Lotakana. The ilu shar kinim ba'alma miskinin. But all other birds in the world would be okay. Right, so 1 second. Why do you say, Rabbi Yochanan, that all he's ushered to all women in the world? Because maybe this is the one. He should be ushered without any count. If he takes a bird, maybe this is the one that flew out and, you know, you shouldn't be able to bring it because there's a savik chad and savik ola. So if yamai lema kol chad v'chad dilma hainiu, maybe this is the one, right? So this is our mishnah. The asking kasha. The Gemara answers: don't compare birds and women. Amar le kaim kamina ana isha delo naida v'yamar tali at isura denayid. There's a difference between women who halachically are always moving. I'm sorry, are women who delo naida that do not have to be moving inherently. And that's the principle of kavua. Kol kavua, kamechsa, mechsadami is 50-50. Therefore, you have to be machmir. Unlike, mamartali, these are denied, but birds are what's called parish. They're always moving. So called the parish, meruba parish, and you can assume that it is from the rove, that it's not the bird. More than the rove, it's miyut she'eno matsui. It's a humongous amount of birds that are neged this miyut. What about a woman? He might have married her while she was walking in the shuk. So she's also naid. Right, the Gemara says, no, hasam hadra l'nichusa. There, she at least could go home and be considered kavu at some point in her life. Gabi kan mi hadra. By a bird, even if the bird comes back, it's still inherently called parish and nayid. So that's the difference. That's where our Mishnah in Kinim is brought up relating to the case of the birds and the women. And the Gemara ultimately is mechalik between the cases. Keep in mind, we mentioned this in a Haggadah Shir last year, 2 years ago maybe, and that is the thought in the name of the Chassam Sofer, that maybe that's the pshat of Bikesh Lava Lakar Sakol. How do we know that Lava wanted to be Oker everything? Because Avram Avinu told Eliezer, Shliya, go be Makadish by son, somebody. He also didn't tell him a specific person. And what happens? We know that they wanted to poison Eliezer. Why? Why poison Eliezer? What would that have done to Avraham Avinu? Would have said somebody else? No, because we would have said Avraham Avinu would have heard that Eliezer died. Shliach Aser Shlichuso Yitzchak would have been ushered to every woman in the world, like the dinner of Rabbi Yochanan here. Because, right, they would have poisoned, he wouldn't have known, and maybe it would have been the sister. Aser B'chal Aser Shema Olam.
Yaakov.
What?
Yaakov married sisters.
Can we say that? Okay, you're right. Okay, so you say maybe they weren't, didn't hold it in halacha anyway. But, right, that was a special din that Yaakov, he had seen Ruach HaKodesh, he was supposed to marry two sisters, that's true. But, either way, that's Chassam Sofer's Vart, that Aser B'chon Hashem Sheba Olam, and that's why Bikesh Lavan Lakar es HaKol. Okay, that's why he was worse than Paro. Viter, back to the Mishnah. So, if you have one of these birds that flew out somewhere else, so we say that you can still find a pair for this other one. Next, parach labena krevos. What happens if this bird flew into krevos, into a pair of birds that are going to be hukrav? So here we go. This is the case. You have a pair of birds that one flew into another pair. It's not that you have one woman that has four pairs of birds, eight birds. Okay, and then you can take all of them, and you can take four of these, no, you have a specific pair of birds, you have a chatas and an ola in one case, and you have a bird that flew in. Parach lebena krevos. So the halacha is, pasol uposel echad kineged. Or, some other have the girsa of kinegdo. The rule that we're going to have, in this mishnah and the next mishnah we're going to have examples, is that if you have a bird that flew in from one group to another group, the rule is going to be, it passels, meaning you must take away from possibility of hakrava one bird from where it flew from and one bird from where it flew to. That's the rule. Sha'gozel haporeach passel uposel echad kinegdo. That's the rule. A gozel haporeach passels one from where it's from and one group from where it's to. Think about it for a second. Why is that true? Well, first of all, it passels from one from where it's from. Well, let's say you have four birds. You have one pair of birds. There's two birds there. And then one of those birds flew into another pair. So you have one and three. You have one and three. So that one cannot be hokrav. Why? Because the second that you're makrav that one, let's say for a chatas, so then its pair is hukva for an ola. So then you can't be makrav any of the other birds, because you don't know, as a chatas, for example. Maybe one of them is an ola, but you don't know, because every time, if you're makrav the one from where it came from, so then it's going to be koveya, its original pair, which is going to cause you problems in the new group that it's in. So that's why you always got to take off one from where it came from. And we'll say that's the pair of the one that flew into the new group, so you can be makrav of the one from that flew into the new group as anything you want, because its pair is never going to be hukrav. And also, you're not allowed to be makrav, you have to take off one from the group that it went into. Why? Because let's say, in our case, you have, let's say you had four birds, and now one extra one flew in, and now you have five birds there, so then what are you going to do? Let's say you're makrav of the first four birds, right? Two chatas and two ola. What are you going to do the last one as? Maybe one of the first four birds that you were already makriv were only three out of four. One of the four birds is the new one that flew in. So the last one, you have no idea what you should do it as, a chadas or an ola. It was already hukva by its pair, but you don't know what its pair was. You have four birds that were already hukrav. So this last one was already hukva, but you don't know as what. So that's why the rule is going to be that whenever you have one bird that flies into another group, you have to delete one. You have to minus one from the possibility of hakrava, where it came from and where it came to. That's it. The next five lines, that's the rule. If we have that rule down, so then we will understand the next couple of lines. So the Gemara said, Mishnah says, Ketzan, what exactly is the case? So Shtei Nashim, you have two women. Lazu shtei kinim, ulazu shtei kinim. Each one has two pairs of birds. Each one has four, eight altogether. Each of them have eight. I'm sorry, altogether they have eight, right? One woman has four, one woman has four. Parach mizu lazu. So now one flies from one to another. So now you have three and five. You have the first woman has three. One of her birds flew to the other woman. So there's five birds, three and five. So parach mizu lazu posel echad bahalichaso. At this point, one is posseled. Meaning the one who has three can only be makriv two now because she lost one. Because you want to be makriv the third because that will be koveya, the one that flew, and then it's going to mess up the other woman. But the one that now has five also has to take off one. The exact numbers that I gave before. Because once you're makriv four, so then the other one is hukva and you don't know as what. Could be hukva. Could be hukva. Maybe it's the new one that flew in, but you don't know. But that's why it passels one. Chazar, what if that flew back? Now it's four and four again. So you got to assume, everything's wonderful. Four and four, the one that flew in is the one that flew out. No, you can't. Posel echad b'chazira so. Right, apostles, one in its chazara. Now as well. So therefore, now, as the Rosh explains, you can only be makriv two and two. Each one of them can only makriv two because you don't know. This one might have been a different one. So you end up pasul, he ruins another one. And then, parak v'chazar, if it keeps going back and forth, so lo hipsiklum. This, more going back and forth in this case, where it's four and four, and it keeps going, five and three, four and four, five and three, four and four, it doesn't ruin anything more. You could always give four. Could always give four. Why? Sha'afilu hein mu'uravos, hein pachos, bishtayim. Because even if they're mixed in, just give two. Every woman can give two of her birds. Why? Because any two, either these are two of her original ones, so then it's fine. It's fine to give her, to give two of her original ones. If it's one of hers, one of her friends, okay, that's also not koveya, that's not ruining anything. And as long as the other woman is not giving two of hers, so then you could say that the pair of the one that I'm giving wasn't given, so the one that I'm giving is not chukva at all. As long as every woman only gives two out of her four, so then there is never a problem, right? But you can't give more than that, but you don't ruin more than that. Okay, that is the case of two women where it keeps going back and forth. What happens in this case, though? And again, the following Mishnah is just applying the same principle. If you have a bird that flies from group A to group B, whenever a bird flies out of a group, you got to take away one bird from that group. It flies into a group, you got to take one bird off of that group. We already said the svara for that, but we're just going to apply that principle again. And that's all that's going to happen. And along the way, hopefully, we'll talk a little bit about Svek Sveika. Says the Mishnah, Lezu Achas, Ulezu Shtayim, Ulezu Gimel, Ulezu Dalet, Ulezu Hey, Ulezu Vav, Ulezu Zayin. Let's say you have seven women. One of them has one pair of birds. One of them has two pairs of birds. One of them has three pairs of birds. Right? So one woman has two birds, two, four, right? Every goes all the way up until the woman who has seven pairs of birds, she has 14 birds. So again, you have all these women. And here we go. You got a bird. It goes from Parach Men Arishon Elishniya, Ula Shlishis, Ula Revias, Ula Chamishis, Ula Shishis, Ula Shvias. You have a bird that flies from the first woman's kan to the second one's four birds. Then to the next woman, a bird flies from the four to the six, six to the eight to the 10 to the 12, 12 to the 14. The bird keeps going from one to the other. So just apply the principle. Every group, the first group, group one, let's say, she loses one bird. Group two loses two birds because a bird flew in and a bird flew out. So every group is going to lose two birds except for the first group and the last group. Right? That's the, not yet. Didn't fly out yet. It's going to fly out. But in one direction, it only loses one. So that's what happened. But then the chazar, and then it flew back. Then it flew back, so it went, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, and then 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. So what is the halacha? So posel echad b'halichaso, v'echad b'chaziraso. So you lose one each time. Again, to say it again, why do you lose one when it leaves? Because one of the ones, if you don't want to cause problems to the group where it flew to, you have to take away one from where it flew from. Because if you are makrib all the ones from where it flew from, it's going to be koveya, the pair. And therefore, the one where it flew to is messed up. Because this could be a suffix of the pair of the bird where it flew from. That's why you got to take one away one from where it flew from. But where it flew to, also, you have to remove one. Because if you give all of them, it could be that the first, let's say there are six, seven now. The first six, you gave all of the ones that were in the original player plus one of the one that flew in. So the last one that you have might be from your originals, and it was already chukva, and you don't know what to bring this as, a chatas or an ola. So that's why you always have to take one off from where it flew to. So you got to take off one of each. And therefore, harishona, the first woman had two birds. So two are knocked down, so she has nothing left. Vashnia ein lahem klum, and the second one's also gone, because on the way there you lost two, and on the way back you lost two. So now, her four are gone. So one and two have no birds left. Hashlishis, the woman who started off with six, so she lost two on the way there and two on the way back. So what she's left with? She's left with two birds. So yesh la'acha, she has one pair left. Right? Because she lost, everybody loses four. So you just gotta take away four. So Haravi is the one who started off with four pairs, which are eight. Yesh la'shtayim, she has two pairs left, which are four birds. Chamish is the one who started off with 10 birds. So she loses four, so she's left with six birds. Yesh la shalosh, so she has three pairs. Hashish is the one who has six birds, who started off with six birds. 12 birds, six pairs, 12 birds altogether. She loses four, and therefore she's left with eight. Yesh la arba, then she has four. Hashavias, the woman who has 14 birds, then she loses four, so she's allowed to be makar of 10 birds, meaning yesh la, yesh la shesh. So she has six. What's the case of why six? Because she started off again with 14 birds. She had one that flew in and only one that flew out. Right? So she only lost two birds. Not four birds. Because the last one flew in and one flew out. Not twice. Everybody else had a bird flying in and flying out twice. So everybody else loses four. She only lost two. She only lost two, and therefore she's left with 12 birds that she can be makriv, which are six pairs. What's the chiddush of this last line? The chiddush of the last line is of this case, not just this last line. You might say, we're just applying the previous Mishnah. What's the chiddush? The chiddush, the Rush explains, is what's the whole svara that if it flies into somewhere, you're limited because you don't want to mess up the future woman where it flew to. But here, women 1 and 2 aren't giving any birds anyway. So you might say, let's say woman 3 on the way back shouldn't lose anything. Because woman 2 and 1 aren't being makriv of anything anyway. That's the chiddush low plug. It's going to get confusing if you say, oh, just because a woman is not going to be makriv, it's going to get confusing. So if you look in the Rush says it right here. The Rush, if you turn over the page, the Rush is on the back of, at least in mine, towards the end of Mishnah Gimel, the bottom of the second column, the Hikshar of Yaakov Merlins, the Bali Tosos, learn Kinim. Kiva Shahari Shona Ein Laklum, Lama Mafsedes Hashniya, Kan Bechazara, Shemimen Ola Rishona. Why should number two lose to number one if number one not be giving anyway? Vechein Ashlishis, Lama Tafsid Kan Bechazara, Shemimen Ola Shniya, Kiva Shashniya Ein Laklum, Vailakir Shte Kinim. Right, if you, the whole point that you're not allowed to be makriv one, you only lose one on the way out because the next one is going to bring. But if the next one is not bringing anyway, so why should it be a problem? V'tireitz mishum gzeirahu. Right, very mistaver gzeira. Mistaver gzeira in this case. She'im ata omer shlo tafsin ashlishis b'chazara shemimen alushniya v'chein ashniya b'chazara shemen alurishona asilomemer shegam lo yosid arvias. Right, so that is the Isser of Gzeira. That's the Isser Mishum Gzeira. That is what we say. Okay, so that is the rule. You always lose one on the way in and one on the way out. Good. Next, what happens if the bird starts again? Parach v'chazar. Now this bird, what is this talking about? 2 days we'll see in the Rush. Let's assume, can you say that this is a continuation of the previous line or new? Pashtus is a continuation. Right? It is a continuation, but let's say, where's the bird flying from now? Is it flying from group one, which are already all mufka, they're already excluded, or is it flying from group three? Where is it starting from? Let's see what the case is. There's a 2 days in the Rush. We'll see in a second. So parach v'chazar, posalechad v'alichazar, bechad v'chazirah. So again, if it's parach v'chazar, then apostles. So what's the issue? The issue is, if we say group 1 and 2 are excluded already totally, do they have the status of chataos mesos? That birds have to be left to die? And if that's the case, what do we say in the last parak? Then once a bird flies in, they're all off limits, even in 10,000. Do we say that? That's why some Rishonim say this cannot be talking about where a bird flew from 1 and 2, from women 1 and 2, because those are considered chatos mesos, and that would ruin everything. Even one, there wouldn't be bittul. That's what we're talking about from number 3. We still have sveikus. The Rush says no. The Rush says no, it could even be from 1 and 2. Why? 1 is not mishum vadai. It's also a safek. We just answer all of them, Mishum Safik. But really, it's still a Svek Sveka. And therefore, it's not called a Vada Chatos Mesos, which would say that everything should be ruined wherever it goes. Where it's not going to be ruined, just going to take off one and one again, in this case. So those are the 2 deos in the Rush. The Rush says that on the next column, Parach v'chazar, yesh mefarshim tach pricha shnia, lo kaima arishona v'shnia, dakvar en lam klum, v'avile parach mi'ben ha-mesos, l'kulon v'yamusu. Some say that this line that we're reading in the Mishnah now is not flying from woman 1 and 2, because those are all mesos. V'lesa, tekiva de'elu karbanas lachma, safik tarovas, lo chashivik, chatos mesos. Those aren't chatos mesos, tepasol yachayrim. It's a sex veka. Still all these double downs, so it's not vada chatos mesos. Okay. 2 days in the Rush, what this line is referring to. So let's do it now. Parach v'chazar. So if it then went again and flew back into either from woman 3 or from woman 1, either way, posel echad malichaso v'echad v'chaziraso. Again, so you got to take off more. So let's say from woman 3. So it flew in. What did she have left? Woman 3 only had 2 birds left. So now it flew in and flew out, so she's finished. Shlishis Ravias in Lahem Klum. Shlishis lost two, so she only had two birds. Woman four, she loses four birds. It went in, it went out, and went in, went out. Right? So then she's also gone. In Lahem Klum. Vachamishis, the woman who earlier had how many left? She had six birds left. But now she loses four. Yeshla Acha, she has one pair left. Hashisis Yeshla Shtayim, she has four birds left. Vashvias Yeshla Chamesh. And the woman who started off with 14 birds, who went down to 12 birds, now has 10 birds, because she only lost two, going in and going out. Parach, so now what do we have left? All we have left is woman 5, 6, and 7. Parach v'chazar, poslechad v'lechaso, v'echad v'chaziraso. Again, so now you have to take off another 2 or 4. So, achamishis v'ashishis ein lahem klum. Woman who started off with 5 pairs, she only had 2 left. So she loses 2, now she's gone. Woman 6, doesn't have anything left either, because now she loses 4. One in, one out, in either direction. Hashvius, Yishla Arba. Shvius goes down to 4, 8 birds. Because again, she loses 2. She loses 2 here. And here we have another daya. V'yesh omrim, hashvius lo hafsida klum. Some say in this case, woman 7 does not lose any. Why? Because we said the whole issue was Mishum Gzeira before, but if she is the only woman left, maybe the Gzeira doesn't know. They're not going to get confused here. She's the only one left. And therefore, she could be makrib all the birds that she had. Good. There's no Gzeira in this case. V'im parach min ha-mesos l'kulan hari kulan yamusu. But if a vaday mes flew in, kulan yamusu. The Rush says, what does this mean? This is in contrast to the previous case. If a vaday mace flew in, that's not like flying from case 1 and 2. Other Rishonim, the other day, would say, in parach min ha-mesos means if one from group 1 and 2 flew in. That has the status of mesos. Depending on how you interpret the earlier line, you would have to interpret this case. Good. There's a lot to talk about, Mishum Svek Sveka, but let's just try to finish. We'll go through to make sure we get it clear, and then we'll talk about a couple of issues that come up along the way. But it's a big discussion of Svek Sveka here. Yes?
In the last case, with the Yeshomer and the Shrislo, say the Klum, does that mean all of the birds going back, all 14 birds now can be offered, or is it just the last remaining?
Right, so the Rush assumes it's only the last one. The last one. The Rush says, Yeshomer, see the Klum, Bepricha Achrona. You're right, you could have said, now she can give all her birds. Okay, you might want to give all her birds. But still, the issue is, let's say you have two, you still wouldn't be able to do that. But let's say you have two birds in here from another woman, from the first woman. Let's say you have the two birds from the first woman. So once you give one of them, the other one is... Right, I'm saying so. Up until that point, if you give all the birds, you might have to have that. But that's why I assume they say you can't give all of them.
Even that, if that's the case, if that's what you worried about, the first two birds, even at the end of the day,
she might be macroless to birds anyway. But as long as there's room to say you have the pair elsewhere in the group, so then it would be okay. Okay, fine. Next, so that was the most you had a focus case. In the parak, right? Remember, in the first parak, we went from kal el akaved. You went from more simple cases to the more cases with other factors. But here, the Gemara went in the opposite case, opposite direction. So here, as you'll see, the Mishnah says, "Kansuma v'kamu fureshes." Let's say you have one sus, one fureshes. When you have one pair of birds that's not labeled and one that's labeled. Parach min hastuma l'mufureshes. If one of the stuma flies into the mufureshes. So no problem. The one that's left isn't labeled yet. And therefore, what do? Yichach zug lasheni. You take a pair, and they can take a new one for this one, and then you have a new pair. It's wonderful. But chazar, what happens then if one of those birds flies back into the one? Now it's a problem. He goes, you don't remember which birds are which. So now you have this bird that's either a chadash or an ola. Could be a chadash or an ola, or its original pair flew back. Osha parach min ha-mufurashos rishon, or originally one of the mufurashos flew into the sasa marikulon yamusu. Now you don't know what this bird is. It could be a vadai chadash or ola. So therefore, it is off limits. Period. What about this case? Three birds that are all sitting on a wire. Three birds on a wire. Chadash mikan. I'm sorry, four birds. Chadash mikan vola mikan v'suma be'emsa. You have a chadas on one side, an ola on the other side, and a sasum in the middle. So, parach mina emsalit sadin, if one of the ones in the middle flew out to the sides, no problem. Echad heilach ve'echad heilach lo yitzak klum. Now you have two birds on each side. No problem, as long as you remembered which side your chatas was on and which side your ola was on. Ella yomar zeh shehalach etzal chataos chatas v'shehalach etzal olos ola. Fine, whatever flew to the chatas, you'll be mak of that one as the chatas, and the other one is the ola. No problem. You have two chataos now and two olos. Chazar le'emsa. But what if now one of those sideburns flew to the middle? So now you're stuck. Why? Because the one that flew from the side might have been the Vadai carbon. So Himsoim Yamusu. They're finished. The middle ones are finished. Eluk Yirvu Chatas Veluk Yirvu Olos. The side ones are still okay. Because the side ones are either the Vadai Chatas or the Nu Chatas. Chazar. We take out the next two words. Hashaparach. Chazar Mina Emsa. Let's Sadan Arikulon Yamusu. So then you're stuck again. They all have to die because you have a Suffolk carbon here. Good. Says the... You know what? Let's stop there for a second. We'll do the last fish in a minute, and let's talk a little bit about Svek Sveka, which the Rush brought up. The Rush had said that in the case of the bird flying with a 1-7, 7-1, even after those women are excluded, they all have to die, it's still a Svek Sveka. So therefore, it's not a Vadai Yamusu, and therefore, the Halacha wouldn't be like an oaf that has to die. There's a huge discussion in the Rishonim already. What's the Svar while we're Mekel on Svek Sveka? Usually say Savei Darais Halachomra. By Svek Sveka, we are Mekel. So why is that? Three suggestions given, starting with the Rishonim, and then we get into the Achronim as well. Starting with the Rishonim. The Rashba says in a Tshuva, again, much quoted Rashba, the Rashba says in a Tshuva in Taf Aleph, Tshuva Taf Chelek Aleph, Sima Taf Aleph, he's quoted as saying, it's Midin Rov. Midin Rov, why? What's Rov? You have one suffix, that's 50-50. So now, within the next suffix, you have another Tzad Lahakel. So now it's more than 50% Lakula. Right, let's say you don't know if a woman was Mizane, Beratzon, or Ba'ones. Let's say it's 50-50. And even if she was Beratzon, maybe it was before she was Nazaris. Sugi's the beginning of Ksubis. So you have more than 50% that it's Lakula. That's why you can be Makel. Svek Sveka, because of percentages. So that's how the Rashba is quoted. The Rashba doesn't say it exactly, that it is a rove. The Rashba says that it is the Tedel Ha'od, the Hasvek Sveka, Adayin Ki Rove. The Efshar, the Olim, Hisru Yoser Me Rove. Maybe it's even greater than, or he compares it to rove. And then he says it's a parallel. The Kiva Shekein, Ki Echad Azlina Basaruba, Lahate Bechol Yisurin Shabbatora, who had been betrayed Sveke Desharya, I feel a bit Chazik Yisura. See, he compares it to rove. Number one. That's the Rashba. If you look in the Ra'ah, the Rashba wrote the Sefer Torah Sabayis on different issues in Yoredeya, and on the side, on the inside of the Torah Sabayis, you have the Bedek Abayis, which is the Ra'ah's strong attacks on the Rashba, and then on the outside of it, you have the Mishmer HaSabayis, which is the Rashba defending himself against the attacks of the Bedek HaBayis. So that's the Rashba and the Ra'ah, all Yoredeya learned this. There, in Bedek HaBayis, if you want to look it up, it's Bayis Revi'i Shar Sheni. The Ra'ah says it's based on the fact, like the Rambam says, Safik Doraisa L'chumra is itself a Dindar Rabbanan. That's what the Rambam says in Hilchos Tumas Meis. That's what a minority of Rishonim say. Mida Oraisa, Safik Doraisa is Lakula. But we're Machmir Mida Rabbanan. Safik Doraisa Lachum is in the Rabbanan. But says the Ra'ah, once you have a Safik about that, so then it's a Safik all about a Drabbanan. So if it's like Drabbanan Lakula. That's the Svara given for the second day of why Svek Sveka is Mutter. Again, because the first step is only Drabbanan. Once you have a Svek about the first step, so then it's a Svek Sveka Lakula. Time of Drabbanu is Adalo Amrin and Svek Sveka Shari Midaraisa El Hecha de Svek Rishon Shari Midaraisa El Midarabanan Asir Hilka Havi the Svek Sheni Svek Drabbanan Avakal Hecha de Svek Rishon Mitzer Midaraisa Svek Sheni Asir Drabbanan. If you would have a first Svek Asir Daraisa, there are some halachas that have a Suffolk L'chumra Daraisa, you can't get out of. So then, even the second one would be Usr as well. That's the second Svara given. The third Svara given in the Achronim, and that is given by the Shar Yosher, different Achronim say it in different places, but the way Rav Shimon Shkup says it in Shara Sveikas and Perak Yates is that it's interesting that the language is not Bei Sveikos. It's Svek Sveika. What's the language of Svek Sveika? Just say Shtei Sveikas. Svek Sveka means it's a suffix on a suffix. Suffix on a suffix. Says the Shar Yosher. Rak besavik shal Torah anu mechayavin lihizayir shema nifka begufo shal iser shekpita Torah alei avol bidrabanan leka la olam gufo shal iser la rak siva l'shmor l'deber chachamim v'kivam da l'asavik leka sara leka shem iser klal. The way that Rav Soloveitchik said this over another achronim is that if you have to ask so many questions, it's mutter. B'taras vadai, what's called no leidas hasafik. If you have to ask a question, okay, you have to ask a question. But if you have to ask a question, and then even after you answer that question, you have to ask another question, it's too distant. There's no leidas hasafik here, but Torah's vada, you're allowed to treat it as mutter, because it's too far away, it's too distant from the iser itself. That's the lashon of svek sveka. Again, that helps for various sugyas. Many nafkaminas between these different approaches. Right? What if do you need sveka shkulim? Do you need 50-50? Right? What do you efshel avarer? What if there's a way to answer the question? Right? Even in the case of sveka, are you allowed to be makel even if there's efshel avarer? Achlokes Rashi and Tosfos at the beginning of Maseches Ksubis. What about a davar sheish lamatirin? Are you makel by svek sveka even by davar sheish lamatirin? Okay, either these are various issues that come up in svek sveka. Again, a huge beautiful discussion that is had in the Achronim. Okay, last Mishnah. Last section of the Mishnah in the Parak. Says the Mishnah, Ein mivin torin kenegan b'nei yona, v'lo b'nei yogo kenegan torin. A pair of birds always has to be the same type. But there are two types of birds that can be brought. Young yonas and older torin. So you cannot mix and match. Can't mix and match. Got to be a pair of b'nei yona and a pair of torin. If you look in the Rishash, right here, he is meir that he thinks it's a machlokas between Rashi and the Rambam. Rashi elsewhere, in Zvachim Samach Zayin, Rashi elsewhere seems to say that this rule of not mixing and matching even applies to voluntary birds. Let's say I want to be no Dave, two birds. I also cannot give one Torah and one Benyona. And he thinks the Rambam doesn't emphasize it, but he thinks the Rambam doesn't say this. If you, the Torah tells you what you have to bring for a kan chova, but a kan nedava, give whatever you want. And he thinks it's the language of the Rambam. The Rambam says in Hilchas Psuli Mekdashim, Perak Yud, She'ein Adam Mevi Chovaso, Gozal Echa Torah Ve'echan Min B'nei Yona, Elo Shneim Torah Moshneim B'nei Yona. So that was my emphasis. Chovaso. That's what the Rishash says. He thinks there's a machlokas between Rashi and the Rambam. Why would Rashi say it even applies to Chovos? Why does he say it applies to Chovos? We mentioned once before, but there is a thought of the Brisker Rav in Hilchas Meiser Karbanos, in Perek Yud Dalid, where he assumes that according to Rashi, the definition of a bird karban is a pair of birds. That's the definition. The Torah requires a makar, a special source, v'hikrivo, to teach me, if I want to be no Dave, one bird I'm allowed to. You're allowed to. So the question is, what, you can be no Dave, one bird, but according to Rashi, once you're no Dave, two birds, you have to get the same ones? The answer is yes. Because by definition, a bird carbon, according to Rashi, is a pair of birds. A pair of the same birds. The Torah is v'chadesh, that even if you want to bring one bird, you can, but that's not b'Torah's a regular bird carbon. He says, "Mavur mi divrei Rashi to carbon shalim shel of who dafka shtei torah moshnei b'nei yona umishem hachi havisaka daitach to call pachas mishnayim lav bar b'nedim b'nedava." You would have thought you can't even bring one bird. It's like half a carbon. Ubakra dehik rivola rambos yichol masari v'lahavi gam preita achas aval zen nishar gam lefia emes to carbon shalim shel of who shtei torah moshnei b'nei yona. You have a heter to bring one bird, but that's not, you're allowed to bring a half a carbon oaf. That's what Rashi would understand it. But a carbon shalem of an oaf is really one set. That's the Mechoris. He proves it from other Rashis as well. But that's why Rashi, this is Lishitasa, this so that would answer the Rishash's question right here. Why would you say you have to have the same ones? Because according to Rashi, that is the definition of a bird carbon, two birds. But so the Mishnah says, you're not allowed to mix and match. So Ketzad, for example, we said the most common case of a pair of birds is Yoled. That's the example the Mishnah talks about. Ketzad ha'isha shehivia chatasa tor va'olasa ben yona of a woman. A Yoledes. Here she brings a chatas and an ola. Let's say she brings her chatas as a tor and an ola as a ben yona. Tichla v'tavi olasa tor. She's got to bring another ola as a tor, because she's got to match her chatas. That's the first the Tanakhama holds. You always go by what the chatas is. Or the order doesn't matter. Olasa tor v'chatasa ben yona. Tichpo v'tavi olasa ben yona. Tanakhama says, whatever her chatas is, That determines she's got to bring the other one, her Ola, just like the Chatas. Ben Azay Omer, Holchanach or Arishon. No, but now he's going to the first one. Whatever was the first one is Koveya, and that's the one that you have to bring a pair with. Semicolon. Last line. Ha'isha Sheheviya Chatasa Vamesa. What if a woman, a Yoledes, brings her Chatas and then she died before getting a chance to bring her Ola? Yaviu Yarshin Olasa. Her Yarshin bring her carbon Ola. Why? What's wrong with bringing a carbon Ola afterwards? Lachar Misa. But Olasa Vamesa, if she only brought her carbon Ola that she died, Lo Yaviu Yarshin Chatasa, she does not bring her carbon Chatas. Why? Ein Kapara Lachar Misa. If this is a chatas, in kapara lachar misa. The Achronim point out, I saw only Achronim point out, the chiddush of this last line is that you might have thought the chatas of a yoledes, that's not really a machaper. That's not really a machaper, so maybe you can bring it. It's not a regular baal chet like others. Kamash v'olah, no, it still has some kapara elements and you can't bring it. And the other way, the ola has some kapara elements, so maybe you can't bring an Ola afterwards. Kamash Mulan, Bi Karon, it's not, and therefore she could bring, they could bring the Ola after the woman dies. That is actually I think that might have been the Rush. That might have been the Rush might explicate that. If you look in Kiddushin, where this Gemara comes, this Mishnah is quoting Kiddushin of Yud Gimel, the Pnei Yoshua there discusses what is the chiddush of talking about a Yoledes here. What's the chiddush of Yoledes? We haven't had a Pnei Yeshua in a long time. Says the Pnei Yeshua there in Kiddushin, Vashme'inan dekreva lacharisa, Vadashme'inan gabi olas yoledes tvei mi b'shar olos. What's the chiddush? That you can bring the ola lacharisa by yoledes and not by other ola v'yoreds or by other karbanos. Nirali, di b'shar olos pshita tiyuchon lahakrav lacharisa. Other karbanos ola, of course you can give lacharisa. Kiven the mechaper nami aase diyarshin. Because every carbon that is brought by Yarshin, let's say an Ola for their father, for their mother, they also get some kapara from it. And therefore, the mechaper for their assays, for their lavanitik assays, whatever an Ola is mechaper for. Masha'enkin, ba'olas yoledes, salka daitak, te'in krebel acharmisa. Why? Because the Gemara there says it's a function of a birth, and the children didn't give birth. Ihi yolda, banim miyoldu? Gemara says in Zvachim, so you might say, they're totally mufka. This is a Yoledes karbon, and the Yoledes died. Kamash volan, kiddushanin and hasam. To sovsov b'chaper nihi a'ase dita, udi yarshin, and therefore it is still shaya for them, even though one might have said not. That's why Dafka talks about the karbon Yoledes in this case. Also, there's one final ha'ara, and that is the Chachmi Svarad there in Kiddushin discussed. It's Dafka Isha Shehivia. If she brings one carbon, then you have to deal with the other carbonis as well. And they bring the other carbonis. But if she didn't even bring one carbon, then you don't bring the other carbonis. Even if she was mafreshit. That's what the Gemara, the Ritva and others say in Kiddushin, and Daf Yud Gimel, that it's only if she was mevia, and that's against the Ravid right here. The Ravid says, even I think if she was just mafreshit, it would be good enough to bring as a carbon. I want me to just find the line, and then I'll, then we'll finish the Ritva says right here, Pirish, Hamasis and Mishi Oledes, Shechayev Slavi Khatas Ola, Vechulu, Dafka Hevia, Aval Behafrasha Ba'alma Losagi. If she was just mafresh it, that wouldn't be good enough. The Chatas Shemesu Ba'aleha, Aval Bishafrisha Mechayem Lamisa Azla. The Kibin Shemesa, the Efshala Hakrav Chatasa, Afa Ola in a Kreva. Just like you wouldn't be able to be Makriv, her carbon, if she was just mafresh her Chatas, so too, if she was just mafresh her Ola. And that's Delo Kaharivid, who says right here on the bottom that even Hafrasha would be good enough, at least for the Ola. Not for the Chatas, but at least for the Ola. Okay, we'll stop here. The Shem will continue with the third parak of Maseches Kinim. There have been doctoral theses written about some of the Mishnayos on tomorrow's daf. Be'ez Hashem, we will get into it tomorrow. Parsha Shir is tonight. Parsha's Bahar is tonight.